I think it should be stopped because I believe the basis of the consultation is unsound. And given it's been approved in its current form, I don't see how it can be changed significantly. I mean, they need to go back to the drawing board and take out things, for example, like references to the direction of travel and opportunity area, which have not been agreed properly. I mean, the direction of travel has been approved, but it is a completely unsound document. Because it was negotiated behind closed doors. There was never any agreement by any committee of the council that growth on that scale should be considered in any strategy. And it includes growth across the borough on a massive scale in multiple opportunity areas, which were never agreed. I believe that as people are finding out what is happening, more and more people are expressing their concerns at the level of growth and the lack of infrastructure, the lack of promise of Crossrail 2, the lack of anything that's going to accompany this to protect and enhance the borough and make it, keep it a great place for current and future residents to live. An example I'd give was we had a deputation to council this week regarding compulsory purchase orders. 10 people were on that deputation. You have up to 10 people sign. Those 10 people represented a huge cross-section of residents in Kingston, which is absolute proof that this is not just a few people who are trying to stop plans for growth. It's about making sure that plans for growth, first of all, are made properly, that decision-making in Kingston is sound, and that it respects that development that takes place respects the nature, character and needs of the borough and needs of the people in it.
What would you like to see happen? Because obviously we do know that populations are growing and Kingston has a shortage of everything, housing, schools. You know, how should they be going about it?
Well, I think there are several issues. First of all, a lot of the flats that are being built are not being lived in. An estate agent told me 2 days ago from Hamptons that there's a huge glut of two-bedroom flats across in Kingston that are not selling. So we're not building the right type of housing to start with. Secondly, yes, we need housing. It needs to be housing that is affordable to local people, or there needs to be a mix of housing, definitely, a lot of which is affordable. And I think we need to revise the figures. The plan predicts growth of 30,000 new homes. Now, 30,000 new homes, on average, 2 people per home, that's 60,000 people. How can the borough cope with an extra 60,000 people, given that schools are full, doctor surgeries are full, the roads are clogged up most of the time? I mean, we're doing the go cycle route, but is everyone going to get on their bike? I can't see it happening. The result, whatever the council considers or tells us is the result of this consultation, will feed directly into development plans for the next 20 years in the borough. It will feed absolutely directly. And at the moment, it has 2 closed options, and it has a very large target for growth. And people need to come out and say, this isn't what an issues and options should be about. We should be being asked what we think is right. And this, do you agree that we need 30,000 new homes in the borough? The council could well argue that that target has been given us by the GLA, but I don't believe they're challenging it robustly as the new administration said they would do in their manifesto.